Okay, so just to give you a quick update on the previous injury report, we're pleased to say that Lockie Henderson will be back playing some footy in the VFL this week, and Scott Selwood's in the same boat. So we're not exactly across or not prepared to talk publicly about how much they'll play, but it'll certainly be reduced game time for Scott in particular and maybe Lockie. So particularly for the local guys who'll get some vision of the game at least. I wouldn't panic if you see Scott come off. He'll certainly be reduced in terms of his overall load, and his progression to AFL availability is more than likely going to be a relatively long one, so just be a bit careful there. Maybe a bit of a Nakai Cockatoo update. It's slow and it's a meticulously developed program for Nakai, with a priority being him getting in really good shape before we even consider playing him. So the really broad time frame for Nakai, best case, would be well and truly into the second half of the year, and probably not quickly after the bye either. And that will involve, obviously, significant VFL time as well. So happy to keep updating every week, but that's more like a sort of 3 to 4 month outlook as opposed to 3 or 4 weeks.
Is there any consideration to completely shutting him down for the year, Chris?
No, there's not, because he's going really well now. But for a number of reasons, the most obvious of which is his existing injury, which is a little complicated. There are some examples across the competition of players coming back from PCLs and it not being as smooth as it could be. But he's also missed so much footy, and he has a makeup that demands caution with his rehab. He's a really powerful young athlete, and we think he's got a great future in front of him. So any shortcuts with his preparation now, we think, could be damaging long term. We're not prepared to take that risk.
So are you giving him a pre-season in the season sort of effectively give him the best chance?
To an extent. Now, he has done quite a bit of work. The issue for us is that the majority of that work has been at low intensity. So the challenge for, in particular for powerful, quick players like Nakai, tends to be that last 10%, which he hasn't done much of. So we need to make sure he's had a lot of exposure to that before we consider putting him in an uncontrolled environment.
The Lockie Henderson call, is it also a match-up call against this particular forward line, or just more of a physical?
No, we weren't even in the position where we could consider that, because his foot injury was such that, as most foot injuries tend to be, he hasn't done much training, so he always needed to come back through the VFL. So we didn't even consider matchups at AFL level. But if we assume that he's going to get through this week, okay, then all options are available for AFL selections after a selection after that.
Can I just ask you about a couple more where they're at, Chris? Lockie Fogarty and Jed Hughes.
Yeah, well, they're really close to a VFL return. So Lockie's different to Jed in that he's had quite a long rehab and may well need more time at VFL level because he hasn't trained as much as Jed. Now, Jed, in the previous month or two, hasn't trained that much, but prior to that he had a good fitness base behind him. So there's every chance that those two could be available to play VFL footy in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
What sort of challenge does Essendon pose for the Cats this week?
Yeah, a significant one. They've obviously done some things to improve their game. I tend to think that, at least through my observation, that it's a case of never being as bad as you think it is. And in the first two rounds, the talk was that they're as bad as anyone. I don't think that was quite accurate. And now it seems to be that they're as dangerous as any team in the competition. And I think even by their own admission, they wouldn't say that they're the finished product now, but it's impossible to argue that they're not a very, very dangerous team. Some personnel back, one in particular with Danaher up forward, has no doubt helped that. But they've assembled a very, very strong list with a combination of early picks and trading some of those early picks for established players. So, it stands to reason that they would be a handful. But in the form they're in at the moment, the challenges keep coming for us. We don't see this one as much different to the games we've played to this point in the season in terms of the challenge.
What did they do well in the 2 wins they've had over you the last couple of years? I know they jumped you in both games. Is that something you reflect on, or is it not relevant to this week?
Probably the latter, especially when you go back and have a look at the personnel of the teams. I think slowly, as an industry, I think we're coming to terms with the fact that teams can change really quickly. And if a third of your team's different, then the relevance of games 2 years ago becomes significantly less. But and they've changed their game as well. So the things that are probably constants are their the way they use the ball. They're quite aggressive with their attack. And you know, against a really good defensive team in Collingwood last week, 33 points down, they showed that they can still pose a real threat in that situation. So if they get off to a great start and get their game going, you know, if you want to refer back to those two games, they did get off to a good start and get the game on their terms a little bit with their attack, they can be hard to stop. So that's probably a summary without going to any detail of the challenge for us.
But your team's probably, what, 25-30% different in terms of personnel?
Yeah, it is. It's a different team. So, I mean, I'm happy enough to go back and talk about some of the games we've played previously. But I think, I mean, I'm taking it with a grain of salt, and I suspect you should as well, because, again, you can't change your team by a third and then go back and say, well, you know, the 2017 game was played this way. How are you going to make sure it's different? It's, you know, the relevance is a huge stretch.
Do you think the country game will become a thing?
We've got a chance to build it. There's no doubt about that. The part that we like about being involved in a game like this is we rarely get the opportunity to acknowledge you know, the people that live in the Western districts. We're the only club in the competition, in our view, that that really services that huge region of a football mad area in Victoria, and we're not setting ourselves up to say we're helping the farmers in any tangible way. It's just our way of acknowledging you know, the great things they do for us as a region. It's good for Essendon to jump on board with us as well, even though Sheeds takes complete credit for it all. That's a joke, Sheeds.
I know you've named a squad tonight, and Sunday is 72 hours away.
Yeah.
Said I wasn't impressed by it,
yeah.
You almost guaranteed you would play on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a guarantee, really. I mean, I'm not in the business of saying those sort of things and giving a young guy hope and then going back on it. We're very, very confident that he would come back. He was, if there's any doubt, he was managed as a young player. That's the only reason he didn't play. And he's in really good shape to be available this week. So he's in our best 22 round one and has played well. And so it's logical to suggest that he's still on our best 22 at round 7, especially after having a week to freshen up.
You talked about resting Gary Atwood back in potentially, I think it was round 3 against Adelaide, if I'm not mistaken. He's now played 6 in a row. Is it the plan being thrown out by his form?
No, it will happen at some point. Well, I guess in some respects the answer is yes, because there's a whole lot of data points that go into that decision, and you know, the least important is the original plan that was, you know, hatched. We've got to have a plan, but it's 10 or 12 weeks old now. So the information we have now is obviously more relevant and more important. But I think, you know, the message we'd like to convey, we don't feel we need to protect it necessarily, is that Gary and a group of other players you know, will be managed throughout the year. We don't know exactly when that's going to be. We've got an idea, but it's coming. It'd be a great problem if we get to round 21 and it still hasn't come. I think the answer will be then, you know, things change a little bit and he's going spectacularly well. But, yeah, the best guess for me at the moment is that it will happen at some point in the year. Now, we do have a bye round at the end of round 12 as well, so that factors into our thinking. But, yeah, we shouldn't isolate it to just Gary. We've got a strong history of trying to look after our players. And if that weakens our team temporarily, that we think that's a better mistake to make than you know, running a guy into the ground and having him not at his best later in the year.
Was Sunday the Southern Radicalese best game for the season, Chris?
Be close. Yeah, we've been happy with Asava, but we have been even happier because we put it in the context of Asava being not only a guy coming back from a serious season-ending injury last year with a broken leg and a dislocated ankle. It was a serious injury. But if you layer on top of that the fact that he's only played low teens games in his career and we think he's going to be an important long-term player for us, then if you combine those things especially, then we think he's been much more than just pretty good for us. But he's not, for different reasons, but he's not dissimilar to Gary Ablett. We don't have any intention of just squeezing the lemon with Asava. We're going to be a little bit careful with him, but his form last week was really promising.
So you had Ford and Abbott in the squad. Were they close to pushing for Asava's spot, or was there other spots that they could potentially come in and fill it?
Yeah, they're all different players, so it includes Zach Smith in that as well. So it's been a rare situation for us that we've had our full complement of ruckmen up and going and performing well and in good health. And they're all slightly different. So I think we've got to avoid situations where we look at one being a replacement for Asava and another being a replacement for Stanley. They've got unique attributes in their own right. So that makes it a bit more complicated for us, but a good problem to have that availability. But yeah, I think to answer your question, Fort and Abbott are close to senior selection and Smithy's not far behind. In the VFL, Stefan's a little bit further away, and again, he fits into that category of a young player with no experience in the AFL and no real experience to AFL training demands. And he's been a little bit sore, so we're going to be really careful with him. And Blake was more of a long-term proposition in terms of his physical development, and he's ticked that box, so he's very close to playing.
Just on the Bombers, the Pies obviously struggled to slow them down in the second half last week. Is it difficult to slow down a side that gets on a run and moves the ball as quick as the Bombers probably do?
Well, I think it's almost impossible. If a side chooses to play really, really fast, there's not much you can do to slow them down. I think the challenge is to make sure if they want to play that way, it comes with the requisite risk. So if they play really fast and aggressively with low risk, they're impossible to stop. But if they choose to take risks, then we need to make sure that we position in such a way that if that doesn't come off for them, it leaves them vulnerable.